Well, student activists in Canberra have been calling for this for some time. Today, the ANU looks as though it's followed through on this call. The university has announced it's divesting shares in 7 fossil fuel companies. With me now is ANU Vice Chancellor, Professor Ian Young. Professor Young, thanks for your time on 666 today.
Good afternoon, Ian.
Which companies have you decided to step away from share-wise?
The 7 companies are Iluka Resources, Independence Group, Newcrest Mining, Sandfire Resources, Oil Search, Santos and Sirius Resources.
As I mentioned, activists locally have been pushing this for some time. Why have you made the decision to go through and do it?
What happened about 9 months ago, the university adopted what's called a socially responsible investment policy. And what that basically says, in very simple terms, is that the university would not invest in companies that are determined were causing social harm in some way. And that's more complex than just saying fossil fuel companies, because environmental emissions can be one element of social impact, but there can be things like, for instance, their policies on gender or Indigenous affairs, or indeed, you know, the governance of those organisations in terms of their transparency. So what we needed to do once we had that policy was really determine how we would then assess that. And so we appointed an external company called CAER, who goes through and actually looks at each of the stocks in our portfolio and assesses their social responsibility against those 3 criteria. And these are the 7 which came out at the bottom of that list. And so we followed through on essentially what our socially responsible investment policy calls upon us to do.
So how much of your total investments does this divestment represent?
It's about 5% of our total equities holdings in Australia.
And with regards to further possible divestments, are you considering any others from fossil fuel companies or other companies that raise red flags when it comes to the way they're run?
I guess this is an evolving process. So this was our first year of looking at this, and we'll be regularly assessing our portfolio. So we're happy with what we've done so far, but the council, through its investment advisory committee, will continue to look at our investments and regularly make decisions as to, you know, whether we're still comfortable in terms of the mix of investments that we hold.
Can you see there being a review to completely divest of things like fossil fuel companies or other companies that are not deemed completely ethical in the way they operate?
The university's position has been a little bit different to some of the student activists, who take a fairly narrow view, which is that we shouldn't invest in any resources companies at all. Now, remember, of course, resources companies are probably the majority of the Australian stock market, and a very important part of the Australian economy as well. So the university took a broader view than that, which was around social responsibility, rather than simply saying that you wouldn't invest in resources companies, many of which do great social good for this nation through employment and bringing prosperity to the nation, but they may also have some negatives associated with them. So it's a matter of weighing up those, and we've tried to develop a process to do exactly that.
So you won't have a blanket, hard and fast rule in the future. You'll be assessing this, I don't know, on a firm-by-firm basis, I guess.
That's exactly the approach that we're taking at it, yes.
Professor Ian Young, appreciate your time talking through that announcement for us today. Good to talk to you.
A pleasure. Thank you very much.